Why are we recording again?
Because typically that's how One Potato Podcast is. They have to record something. Otherwise, it's just blank air.
Wait, should we just talk for 30 minutes? First, Greg, you walk in.
Okay.
And I'll play some music.
No. First, you got to see me pulling up in like my SUV.
And then I got to play three theme songs for you. Three separate theme songs.
Right.
And it's going to take you 15 minutes to walk to the ring.
Yep. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then you're going to cut a promo that could take in 30 seconds to say, hey, we're going to have the WrestleMania here in New Orleans next year.
Yep.
And then turn heel on the audience.
Right.
And then invite Cody out and try and figure out a way to snatch his soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way.
He's channeling his inner Lisa Simpson there when he's asking to bless mom's soul and dad's soul and Maggie's soul.
How about the fact that, I know you don't watch NXT, but there's a fantastic finisher in NXT done by Sol Ruka, who her finisher where she does the flippy thing where she does a cutter out of the corner. It's called the Soul Snatcher.
Well.
Not anymore, Sol Ruka. Not anymore.
So here's where this really gets bad, Brad.
Oh, shoot.
Next Saturday, we're going to be in Toronto.
I know. I realized that I was like in my notes, I was going to make a joke about Hulk Hogan needing to be invited so that there needs to be some booing.
No, my fear is that they're going to give us a shot of him arriving on his plane to Pearson and we're going to have to be the whole damn show.
It'll just be, you know what? They have 3 hours of SmackDown. So 30-minute rock promos from here to the end of May, Greg.
Here's the thing. He's not on SmackDown. He's at AC.
Yeah, but he's going to, are you kidding? He's probably going to show up on Friday. We'll get a 30-minute rock promo both nights.
I doubt it.
Why not? We got nothing else to do.
I doubt it. Listen, I don't even know if we're doing a podcast next week, so.
Spoiler alerts. Hey, spoiler alerts. We'll get up in the morning. We'll watch SmackDown while having breakfast, and we'll do this podcast super hungover.
At, two times speed?
Goddamn, we're going to roll through SmackDown. We're going to watch SmackDown at 2x speed and then do the podcast in record time. Speaking of record time.
Casting sports entertainment, it's Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Let's get the show on the road. Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Greg, why?
Because we are suckers for punishment.
This SmackDown, I thought we were going to get a 30-minute rock promo. We were going to at least get less filler.
No.
More filler for you.
Yeah. Greg,
to hell. Okay, so we find out earlier on social media, Rock's going to be here tonight. Greg immediately jokes he's going to do a 1-hour promo.
And Greg timed it, too.
Oh, I can't wait for this breakdown. I had to stop watch running, too. And I saw that. I was like, Greg's times are pretty close to accurate. This is hilarious.
Oh, no, Greg actually rewound. So I was like a minute and a half off the end of the show because I also went and took the dog out. So, yeah.
So Greg, we were going to have a 6-man tag involving Cody and Braun and Braun and Damian Priest versus all three members of the what used to be the New Bloodline. But No, Cody's needed for something more important. He needs to talk to The Rock. And that's what Nick Aldis tells him. Great, Greg.
That's exactly what we need, Brad.
And then Drew arrives for his match. Jimmy Uso cuts a great promo And at the end, where he says, is Drew going to make it to win Elimination Chamber? Is he going to win the title at WrestleMania? And he does the no yeet sign and the crowd yells with it. And there's your match, Greg. Jimmy versus Drew.
Yep.
So the highlights of this match is the Alabama Slam that Jimmy took to the steel steps, because that looked sick.
Yeah. I don't know why everyone is Alabama slamming these days.
Because right? It looks... But here's the thing. Drew was doing it before it was cool.
Well, okay. But I mean, isn't that Tiffy's move? Didn't we see Cody do it to Kevin into a steel stairs?
And Kevin's been doing it for a long time, too.
Hey, what's going on? Why is everyone doing an Alabama slam now?
Listen, there are a lot of bad things that happen in Alabama. Apparently, slamming is just one of them.
Listen, one of these days, like, someone needs to bring out, like, oh, I don't know, a Louisiana slam.
Sure. So Jimmy rallies during this match. He hits a super kick, a small one drop. He tries for his, at one point, he tries for his splash. Nope. Spine buster by Drew. Drew then tries another Alabama slam, but it gets into a victory roll for a 1-2-3. Jimmy wins. That I did not see, Greg. Did you see this coming?
I kind of figured that might happen.
Well, Drew didn't see it coming because he loses his mind. He's going to kick Jimmy's head into the post. The ref stop that. So he gets a good old-fashioned claymore in the middle of the ring.
Yep.
Sure. Greg, you know what? You said speed this up. So I'm going to make the decision right now.
All right.
Are we keeping this match or are we cutting this match?
Now we're cutting this.
Excellent. Oh, by the way, recap one. Solo Jacob. Oh my God.
Yep. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So moving on. Solo is rolls in the back. Jacob confronts him. There's a miscommunication. And Jacob says, don't get it twisted. If I thought you took out our boy last week on purpose, you wouldn't be here tonight. I'm all gas and no brakes. Yeah. Like, he just sounds way cooler than Solo.
Well, and guess what? If this wasn't foreshadowing for what you were going to see at the end of the night, then you really don't know what you're watching on TV.
Well, you saw in the news this week, I'm sure, that Jacob and Solo are a rumored match for WrestleMania.
Sure.
Where we're getting fit in all these matches, I have no idea.
Two nights.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm kidding. I didn't forget that it was two nights. By the way, recap two. Hey, the Elimination Chamber. Great. Here's the six men in this match. Greg, did you learn anything new from this segment?
Not
exactly.
Damn thing.
That's why it's a recap, because it doesn't count.
Nope.
So Carmelo and Truth are in the back, and Truth says they're going to have a tag match. And Carmelo's like, we're not tagging together. And then he says, it's him. He made this match. And he's like, we're not doing this him thing again. I'm him. And then it's the Miz.
I laughed so hard during all of this.
Oh, and then Miz's new catchphrase, Mello don't Miz.
Yes. I love it.
I love it.
This here is the highlight of tonight. Maybe. The whole R-Truth, Miz, Mello.
And the match. Even the match itself is... And the entrance was everything. It was fantastic.
This is like 1A, and we'll get to 1B in a minute. But this is definitely 1A, 1B of the night.
And in between that, recap three. Selena's the queen of the ring and she's back on SmackDown, but she's not of any importance because she's not even getting a US title match.
Legit question. Did you remember she was the first queen of the ring? Because I didn't.
No, I did not.
And but when she keeps saying about like, oh, I'm undersized, I can't be a champion. I'm like, yeah, you're not. Stop me when you're telling lies, because dear God.
Boy, oh boy, I hope she gets put with her husband if he comes back.
Sure.
Mello and Miz. Mello does don't Miz versus R-Truth and New Orleans Zone LA Knight. Wait, no, he's not from New Orleans. No,
yeah, that's right. Louisiana's own Louisiana Knight.
Oh God.
Like, Oh my God, LA Knight to be Louisiana Knight, and then Wade Barrett losing his damn mind that he's from Maryland, and R-Truth coming out and giving him beads at a po' boy. Like,
it was just great. It was, and LA Knight just shrugs his shoulders and eats the po' boy. It's like, sure, whatever. Like, I'm Louisiana Knight.
This is one of those times where you're just like, I kind of would love to have been a fly in the wall in the writer's room that day when they're like, what ludicrous thing can we get R-Truth to do in Louisiana?
Even better. Oh, Greg, we give him a po' boy. How about the fact this match, there's a little bit of action, and then R-Truth goes to the corner and tags in The Miz because Mello wasn't tagging in The Miz, as if it's like, oh yeah, we're not the Awesome Truth anymore, and he gets kicked in the head.
Right? Like, R-Truth is a national treasure, and Wade Barrett the whole time, like, trying to straight man this as best he can, is like, he's doing this, like, he knows he's doing this, right? Like,
the best part of this match is LA Knight had light work tonight. He came in after a hot tag. He does a couple moves. He tags back in R-Truth. R-Truth does all of John Cena's best moves, including the STFU, which is called the STFU on commentary.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, we always see Truth do the five knuckle shuffle. That's how this match should end. Is R-Truth getting and locking in the STFU on Mello and it ending there?
No, because there's interference from the outside. And eventually Shinsuke attacks LA Knight, taking him out. We get what I think is one of the coolest things ever. The skull crushing finale, first 48 combo.
Yes.
Which that finisher looked incredible.
It looked good, but The Miz looked a little off, like he didn't know what to be doing with it. So I'm sure it will get better in time. But to me, I was like, okay.
Greg, Mello to Miz is 1-0. What do we think of this?
Definitely keeping this.
Yeah, I am all like,
yeah.
Give me more. And any combination of these four guys is great.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I don't know if you really mentioned it, but the Nakamura interference crap here kind of.
I did mention it, which means that we're getting Nakamura and Knight again.
Yeah, I honestly could enjoy R-Truth and LA Knight together for a little bit.
But I think what we're going to get is R-Truth and rotating babyface tag partners like Braun Strowman, Damian Priest, like just everybody, just bring them all in. Let's make this fun.
Sure. Hey, you know what's not fun?
Charlotte package, which is recap number four. And not the town, the wrestler.
Oh God, can you imagine R-Truth going and bringing out Charlotte as his tag partner?
Oh,
a native of this place.
Tiffany Stratton versus Candice LeRae. But first, Tiffy has to cut a promo. She talked about how she would have beaten Nia if it wasn't for Candice. And now she's going to stop. She has stopped the Unstoppable Force, and they're going to take them out at the PLE. Nia Jax comes out and says, it's funny that you think you were going to beat me. If it wasn't for Trish Stratus, I would have destroyed you. And and basically, you're not going to make it to WrestleMania. Great.
Sure, but what's the most important thing we figured out here?
Well, I don't know, Greg. That Nia's promo is getting worse?
No. What we figured out here is that Tiffany Stratton obviously knows where MJF lives, went and raided his closet, and had her gear made out of his leftover scarves. And that is a shout out to our good friend, Sean Burkett.
Only part of his scarf, though.
I'd be chilling. Needed one or two.
I don't even think she needed a full scarf, Greg, based on how much she was wearing. Also, we also learned that Tiffany Stratton, hopefully somebody else is tying her top on because she can't tie her boots.
You
didn't notice that her boots came untied during the match? I noticed her boots came untied about halfway through the match. I'm like, oh, don't trip. Don't trip.
Brad, we got to have a serious talk here. If that's what you're spending your time looking at, is Tiffany Stratton's boobs. If you said boobs, sure. All right.
Tiffy looks like she bangs up her elbow as well in this match. She's bleeding from the elbow pretty bad. She hits a moonsault to the outside at one point, and I think that Candice and Nia were supposed to catch her, and it was like, nope, we're not catching you. Or the moonsault. It was just, I died. I was like, this match was so off. And then when she goes to hit the Alabama Slam to Candice into the barrier, it's like they didn't want to do it too hard so they didn't hurt her. But
yeah, hold on. Have we seen an Alabama Slam earlier in the show? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to see another one later in the show? Greg, this killed me. This whole thing killed me. And then we get the prettiest moonsault ever, and Candice is just dead meat. Why?
This is 1B, buddy.
Wait, 1B? You thought this was a good match?
I didn't say it was a good match, but it's the best thing on the show tonight besides our truth.
Well, yeah, because what happens at the end? Nia Jax attacks. We try to have a Trish Stratton try to save. They get stacked up. Trish rolls out of the ring, and I'm like, why is she rolling out of the ring and Tiffany staying there? Oh, wait, because Charlotte's been on commentary the whole time. She comes down and just stands over her and points.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Can you imagine at one point they talked about making Charlotte the heel or the face in this feud?
I'm very excited to see what we're going to get next week in Toronto with Tiffy and Trish.
TNT.
It's Dynamite.
No, that's the other show.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Cody is in the back with Damian Priest, and he's wondering what The Rock wants, and Cody doesn't know. He congratulates Damian.
Rock, so.
Cody congratulates Damian for being in the Elimination Chamber. The bad news is only one of them can walk out of this WrestleMania as world champion. And Braun says, hey, man, things might have gone differently if I had been in the title, if I had won last week. And he said, didn't. Damian Priest said, hey, man, we handle a business. And Braun says, the one thing I want is Jacob and Solo. Great. We're handling business, Greg.
All right.
Elimination. Oh, wait. Let's go back. Are you keeping or cutting the Tiffy Stratton stuff?
I told you that is like the second best thing on the show, like the 1B.
It's Tiffy time.
What about Cody? What are you going to do with Cody, Damian, and Braun?
I think we... This is not this is not the Nick Aldis one, right? So then this one can be cut.
Okay. Bianca Belair and Naomi are talking about what Liv and Raquel did to Jade and the Glowist, because that's what they're now called. Terrible name. They're going to get them on Raw. But tonight, they're going to feel the glow.
Yeah.
That did not work out. And Alexa Bliss promo. So... we have two promos here. Do you want to keep either of them?
I'm glad that they're talking more about the who attacked, but it still is ridiculous. So, yeah, I think we can safely cut both.
For the record, almost as ridiculous as the questions. I tried to get serious answers out of our Facebook group, and all I got was The Rock did it. They did it for the people. Rikishi did it. Just, I died. I was like, so much for trying to get a serious answer out of anybody, whatever.
All right.
So Naomi versus Liv doesn't turn into a match. It's just a beatdown. And Tahana bomb to Bianca and Oblivion to Naomi. They're going to have a tag match on Raw. And if you want to hear more about the tag match on Raw, you could listen to the Raw Dogs.
That you can. Tuesday morning.
Or if you want to hear a little bit more about the Who Shot Jade stuff, you could go back and listen to the main show with Jimmy and Donnie. It's available on TSN or here on the Hub podcast. Yeah, dude, on the Hub, they did a great interview with Naomi. And apparently she made some news. Some other sites were picking that up this week. So that was interesting. Great interview, boys.
All right.
So there's my cheap plugs for tonight.
Okay.
You know it's not cheap? Chelsea Green's outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. Nick Aldis first throws Raquel and Liv out of there. And then Chelsea Green walks in and she's mad because she's not on the PLE, and so am I.
Well, this is when she says, well, since Naomi and Bianca are hurt, then her and Piper can take their spots in the Elimination Chamber.
Sounds good to me.
But that's not what we got.
No, Chelsea's going to get a match and we don't know who it's against.
On SmackDown.
Which I know. And that's not the show we're going to while we're in town.
So, yeah, Chelsea even says that she has her gear made and everything. So, yeah.
I know. We'll have to again see. This is why we're going to watch the show next week. Watch it super hungover, cheering for Chelsea. Chelsea. I'm making an executive decision, Greg. We're keeping this.
Okay. Sounds good.
Because I love Chelsea. Oh, boy, Greg.
Okay.
And do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Before we even start to smell what The Rock is cooking, this is when we had, Rock is pulling up. And this is when I take out my stopwatch, I rewind the Netflix, and I hit start.
You hit start on this garbage?
As soon as we saw the truck.
You're a brave man. You know what? I don't know if you saw this in the chat, though, Greg. I just want to remind you, though. Rock beats everybody.
Yes, and what little sanity I have left.
It includes us. He beats us to the punch. So we can't make. Yeah, he beat us into submission. And at the end of it, I just wanted to take those scissors that Ricochet has been using and stab myself.
All right.
So how long you timed it? How long was The Rock's entrance?
So let me do the first set here. From the time we saw The Rock's truck to the time the Jumbotron changed. How long do you think that was, Brad?
I know it was in the chats, but I haven't looked back. So 5 minutes and 56 seconds?
6 minutes, 29 seconds.
Dear God.
Through the commercial break. That's what we had.
Okay, so then we got 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes of The Rock, and yeah. Then his music starts.
Right.
His entrance was about what?
I'm going to say 24 seconds.
So we have almost 11 minutes of The Rock before he opens his mouth.
Correct.
And then he opens his mouth and cuts the worst promo ever. Like, in all seriousness, they should fly Hogan in for the PLE. So that somebody will get booed more than The Rock in Toronto.
I think that's going to be easily arranged, but sure.
And wait, who's the bigger heel than The Rock on this BLAE?
There's definitely going to be people there that are going to be
the American Anthem.
I am not going to touch that right now.
So The Rock calls the fans up if you want to sing along. Hey, guess what? He makes it a big announcement. New Orleans is getting WrestleMania. Yay!
Whatever.
Why is this so much? Well, I guess it's great. And then he tries to sing when the Saints come marching in and the crowd sings along. And he calls them the largest collection of STD trailer park trash in the world.
Yes, and everyone cheers for that.
Oh, my other favorite line was he's going to drop some good gospel shit, which, by the way, last time I read the gospels, I don't think the word shit or was anywhere in there.
Is it probably towards the back?
Towards the back. Okay, yeah. In those, maybe in the middle of Leviticus somewhere, there's some explanation about what to do with the shit.
Yeah, probably.
Also, I'll tell you what we're going to do with the rest of this. I wish I could have skipped through it.
What, all 20 minutes and 21 seconds of The Rock talking about absolutely crap all besides, hey, you're getting the WrestleMania next year.
And Cody, I want you to be my champion.
Right.
What does this mean? Generational wealth. It's going to change everything for you. And he drops about 4 F-bombs in this promo on live television.
Thank God for Netflix.
And then, yeah, he just, and then he announced at the end of it that we have flown halfway across this country by this time next week. And our reward for flying halfway across the country, Gregory.
Right.
Is that we get to hear a Rock promo.
Yes. And to find out whether Cody will sell his soul.
So yeah. Cody's not wrestling in Toronto. He just might sell his soul.
I'm assuming he wants to buy like a comic book or a POG or.
Yeah, I owe you one soul, like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult for him, though, to go through airports, right? Like those sliding doors, because they stop working, right? When you sell your soul.
But if you go through the metal detector without a soul, it probably won't go off. TSA is still going to search you no matter what you do, Cody. So you're screwed.
Yeah, fair.
Great. So Cody may sell his soul. I already know what the answer to this one is.
Yep. And then we took another minute and 8 seconds for The Rock to walk to the back.
Which, by the way, all of this was longer than any match or segment on the entire show. In fact, we squeezed 2 tag team matches in to less time than The Rock took.
Yep.
So do you think DIY and Pretty Deadly got to the arena today and got told, hey, boys, sorry, we're cutting your match because The Rock needs to talk for half an hour?
Yep. You're going to get 6 minutes.
And nothing happens. Nope. Just so that the Street Profits can come out and attack them so that nothing is solved.
Oh, wait, and didn't we see this? Oh, I don't know. At the last pay-per-view?
With the Motor City Machine Guns?
Yeah.
Gee, Greg, it looks like we have 4 tag teams. I think there's 2 more tag teams on this brand if you count the Garzas. Oh, and didn't they just make...
I was going to say, aren't they in TNA now?
Well, temporarily. They'll be back for WrestleMania. So the Garzas, they're in TNA, but they can be back for WrestleMania. Oh, and didn't we just establish the Carmelo Don't Miz?
Yeah.
I think all of these teams are getting into this some sort of tag team match.
Another Elimination Chamber match.
No, not Elimination Chamber, Greg. We'll say this for WrestleMania. We'll put the titles on a ladder.
I know, I'm only kidding. I mean, they already got the structure built in Toronto. We got 6 of them. We can just do it there.
Two guys per pod.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will be tight for some of those teams. Not at all.
All right.
Can you imagine putting into the... Wait, hold on. Mark Henry, Big Show, remember when they were tag team? Let's put both those guys in one pod. John Cena recap for recap number 7. Sure. Kevin Owens in the creepiest promo of the night talks about how he's going to hurt Kevin. How Sammy's coming after him trying to end his career, but he's going to actually end Sammy's. And then it's revealed that he's cutting this promo from his phone, not from a car, but from outside Cody's house, like Sammy's house.
Yeah.
Dude, like he is Dustin Rhodes back in that creepy gimmick from WCW.
Here's what the first thought I have when I saw this is like, okay, how much should you pay for the Airbnb for the night to film this shot in?
I really hope this is his real house. Oh yeah. My gosh. Creepy and awesome all at the same time.
Yeah. This was good. Like,
oh yeah. Dude, this was a definite. Yeah. Keeping it all day long.
Right.
DIY versus Pretty Deadly.
This Rebel Heart.
They got cut.
Fair enough.
And then our main event, Braun Strowman, Damian Priest versus Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. Greg, I'm going to save you some time. There's a miscommunication. We get a super kick to the head by this time, instead of Solo hitting Jacob, it's Jacob hitting Solo. Then Braun Strowman takes out the rest of the bloodline on the outside. And Solo Sikoa is left in the ring with Damian Priest, South of Heaven, done.
Yeah, just like we are.
And dude, this match, what do you want to do?
Sure, let's leave it.
Yeah, it was. I feel like it's a. Acknowledge me. It's a fine match. But yeah. This show never recovered from The Rock eating away a half an hour.
This is what happens when you have 3 hours to fill. Can you imagine if this was a 2 hour show? We had a half hour Rock.
I would cry, and I would feel. There would be like all of these matches, those two tag matches that were supposed to happen, would have been turned into, or sorry, the one singles match with Naomi and Liv would have been beat up in the parking lot. We would have seen Naomi laid out, and then the camera would have panned to the other side. And DIY and Pretty Deadly would be laid out, and the Street Profits would be like, done. And Liv would be like, yeah. And they'd high five and they'd all leave together. And that would be the whole segment.
Yeah.
And then The Rock would cut a 45 minute promo because he knows time's more precious.
And you know what we're not watching right now? The Rock's post show.
Like, I give a crap.
Yeah.
So just so you know, before The Rock segment airs in this podcast, I have a special theme song that I made up just for that segment.
Okay.
So you didn't hear it. So you'll have to listen to the podcast like everybody else today. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed my Smells What the Rock is Cooking Tonight song. And we'll be back maybe next week. If not, we'll be back the week after. We're going to be at Elimination Chamber next week, rolling around Toronto, getting into some trouble, maybe. Hopefully not too much trouble. We're going to hang out and we're going to be at Elimination Chamber. That may result in a second podcast. Who knows what next week will bring. But Brad, Greg, Randy, Eric, and the rest of the gang, Jimmy, Donnie, we're all going to be rolling around events at Toronto next week. So we will hopefully see you around. I know that there's a plan to go to Superkick on Friday. I know there's a plan to be at Elimination Chamber and maybe other things. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just down. Let's go.
All right. LFG? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were about the great show that's on Sunday nights.
I was.
Oh, okay. Legends of Future Greats.
Yeah.
That's definitely what we're going to be doing next week.
100%.
And until then, hopefully we'll see you next week. If not, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We the ones. The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Father Greg and Brad, the dad bless you.